So, you know, I was flashing on the fact that I would guess she probably has had a checkpoint inhibitor. She's got metastatic triple negative disease. Right now, standard of care first line therapy would be get a checkpoint inhibitor. I don't know, and I've heard a little bit about checkpoint inhibitors in AML. What do we know about checkpoint inhibitors in AML?
So we have done some trials with checkpoint inhibitors. So we do know that when we give checkpoint inhibitors to patients with AML, that they're about 20 or 30% of them are going to have some side effects. So we do know that they're active in these patients. So we've done studies combining checkpoint inhibitors in combination with chemotherapy, in combination with low-dose, high-dose chemotherapy. In general, we have not seen in the myeloid diseases overall the remarkable responses that we've seen in lymphoid diseases or in solid tumors. There just doesn't seem to be a huge immune component to the disease. So we're not seeing 70, 80, 90% response rates. We do see some patients have stable disease with the checkpoint inhibitors. We think that maybe over the long time, a subset of these patients may have prolonged event or progression-free survival, but we're not seeing differences in remission rates. And we are seeing about 20 or 30% of them having some immune toxicity, pneumonitis, colitis. In fact, there was a trial of checkpoint inhibitors added to epigenetic therapy for patients with older unfit patients with AML and patients with MDS. And a couple of those trials in those older unfit patients were actually held because a few of those patients died because of the immune toxicity is associated with that. So I do think that immune checkpoint inhibitors, they appear to work in a select population of leukemia patients that maybe have immune priming or an immune microenvironment. And we do see maybe some stable disease, but it really hasn't been the home run that we've seen in the other cancers, unfortunately.
Not exactly sure it's a home run in all the other cancers, but maybe sounds a little bit more active.